Good morning, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this very planet. Once again, it is my pleasure to welcome every listening audience from right across the face of the earth, along the entire 24 time zones in the world, from when the sun rises in the east to when it sets in the west, by which I mean everywhere you have Biafrans, from Japan all the way to India, all the way, I must say, to the Middle East, all the way to Central Europe, to Western Europe, to Eastern shores of the USA, to East West, before the sun sets. We welcome you. This is your platform. This is Radio Biafra. This is our morning offering. Last night we held our service, this morning being Sunday, the 16th day of November in the year of our Lord 2014, with the time now standing at approximately 4.5 minutes past 8 a.m. in the morning here in Aba in Biafra land. We welcome you wherever you are. We say good morning, good afternoon, good evening and good night to some of you, especially our beloved people on the Western Hemisphere of this very planet which we have come to inhabit, that this is Radio Biafra, that we are live, we are direct. This is not a recorded program, because Biafra is our religion. It is here that we will worship this very morning. Here, with truth being spoken in a very consistent manner, without fear before our enemies or anything born of a woman, we have come to proclaim the goodness of the Lord, the same way that he has abided with us, the same way he sustained civilizations and our people in times gone by, the same way he devoted this very land to our progenitors, the same way he guided them from the onslaught of the jihadists, that today we remain untainted by the damaging and blood-sucking influence of Islam. We are grateful to be here in this very place where our women rose up many, 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 many years ago in defiance of colonialism. In this very place that is synonymous with resistance of the masses against the tyranny of the few. In this very city that lies decaying today, crumbling before our eyes, we have brought a message of hope. We have brought a message of renewal. We have brought a solution out of the quagmire of deprivation, of poverty, of a sense of hopelessness and apathy. We have come that those of them submerged in darkness may be able to see the light. We have come to preach the gospel that Chukwu Abiama mandated that we must preach. We have brought truth. We have brought consistency. We have brought reason. We have brought understanding. Everything inexorably leads to the restoration of the kingdom of God upon this very place where we sit and stand on this very day, upon this very land, because that is the promise that Chukwu Abiama made. And because his word is yea and amen, it doesn't change from generation to generation, from the beginning to the timeless end of man on this very earth. Instead of his words not to come to pass, it is better for heavens and earth not to exist. Therefore, we hold on tenaciously and religiously to the promise that Chukwu Abiama made us, that as long as we sustain our belief in what is contained in Exodus 20, there is no way he will not bless us. As long as we know that Chukwu Abiama only is worthy to be praised, the same way he commanded us in the book of Exodus, that we must have no other God before him. We must not bow before any image. We must not do anything to divert his glory and his honor to any other entity, for he is a jealous God. Now we know that Chukwu Abiyama is God, and we worship him in truth and honesty. There is no way that Biafra will not come. Not just that Biafra will come, it will come under our watch. That is why this very morning, consistent with our ways of doing things on this very platform, every praise this day, every honor, every respect, every worship, every adulation, everything that we can think about, we offer in unremitting submission to the will of the Almighty Creator of the heavens and the earth, Chukwu Abiyama. That is why we are here. That is why he guided us safely into this very land. That is why we must preach his gospel. And that is why the propagation of this very gospel must be ceaseless. Because only him is God. Only Chukwu Abiyama is God. We welcome you once again wherever you are. And in keeping with our style, I am here surrounded by our people as usual. Our program is live and interactive. The number to call when our lines open remains +234 817 381 3596, +234 or 081 738 1396. We are on our universal number, which is +44 208 133 9976, +44 208 133 9976. We are on Skype, on Tango, and on Viber as well. For Skype, please, it is always Radio Biafra or Radio Biafra 1. Immediately offered her willingness to take the oath. Anybody who is not under oath cannot know what we are doing. If you are not placed under oath, there are some things which you will not know. This oath is not restricted only to the principal officers of state. It can also cascade down to ordinary citizens of Biafra, should they wish to present themselves in truth and honesty before the all-knowing, all-seeing Chukwu Abiyama and the pledge that they have made to serve their country until the end of time. People can no longer ask us, why do we want Biafra? If you want to know why Biafra is important, not just our news headlines and news summary this morning, willingly reaffirming that very fact. But you need to travel from Port Harcourt to Aba. You come into Aba, you will then know the need and the reason why Biafra must come. There are a lot of people who may not understand what we are doing due to maybe greed, envy, and jealousy. There are those who may not understand what we are doing out of pathetic ignorance. There are those who may not understand what we are doing because they were fathered by Hausa Fulani men of wayward mothers. Their mothers were very cheap and wayward. Slept with Hausa Fulani men. They became pregnant and they gave birth to rubbish. They are the type that will go on the internet on Facebook and say that Ochendo is doing very well. I find that astonishing. There is no way such a person can come from this part of the world. If you see the state of Aba and what has become of it, then you will know that it is either Satan lives close by or that we have taken leave of our senses. Something is fundamentally wrong and only Biafra can fix it. Therefore, we welcome you wherever you are. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, bar none. The commander of all her forces, those of them that will fight, those of them that will shed blood in order for this very country to be free. And by the same token, the director of Radio Biafra. And by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiyama and not man. By the grace of Chukwu Abiyama, Okike, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. As soon as the barrister is able to join me, I shall bring him to you. But this very day, I will announce this. I will make this announcement only once. There's been some changes. Every coordinator in the world, I said. Every coordinator from Japan to the United States, from Russia to South Africa, north to south, east to west, our coordinator of all the coordinators in this world is Engineer Clifford Iranya. Engineer Clifford Iranya is no longer the United States. In fact, he is no longer the North America representative. He is the overall coordinator of all coordinators. Engineer Clifford Iranya. In the same measure, our very able coordinator, our national in the United States of America, have now moved up to become the continental rep, both the North and the South of America. They will work hand in hand to make sure that they raise a very credible, they have to train the new U.S. coordinator to continue the very excellent work, very beautiful work done by Ikenna Wanoneni. Very, very important. Manyacho Huokoko to step in there. Go and check and see who is capable to do that, and they shall do it. The way this family has been in the United States of America, with Engineer Iranyam, Ikenna Wanoneni, Obide Obienu, Martins Chilobe, Manamu Gochukwu, and all of our people, including those of them in New York, the ones in Bronx, in Queens, and the one in Manhattan. All of them are credible. They are formidable. The American family must remain intact. There was an announcement I made yesterday, which I am compelled by reason to reiterate this very morning, that nobody, every outgoing principal officer who for one reason or the other can no longer serve their country, you are required to hand over every documentation, everything to do with Biafra to your successor. We don't want to beg you. We cannot beg you. Every property in your possession is that of the indigenous people of Biafra worldwide, which is a registered trademark. In other words, you cannot dabble into any nonsense with the name IPOB or you go to prison. We are making it very, very clear. Nobody touches our defense fund. Without our defense fund, we cannot buy the arms necessary to defend our land. The defense fund is not your startup in life or a business or your dabbling into criminality. In Amotueshe, so she go and steal somewhere else. Not our defense fund, with the exception of Barcelona, where we have authorized everybody to go and take their money back. And that place remains shut, completely shut down. Every other place on this earth, our defense fund must be accounted for to the last penny. If anything is missing, we will hunt you down wherever you are. We don't want to do that. We don't want you to force us to do that. We want to go and fight Hausa, Fulani, Yoruba, the people in the zoo, not people who are misguided or who are misled. Therefore, we ask you not to overstep the bounds. Hand over everything to your successor. Everything. Or else you will live the rest of your miserable life in regret. If you don't know what freedom fighting means, go and research it before you come and join us. And that's whom we'll go about. We need men who are men, not men who are women. Not at all. This is Radio Biafra. Once again, Engineer Clifford Iranya is the overall coordinator of all coordinators. From now onwards, with immediate and complete effect, everything must be channeled towards Clifford Iranya. Immediately, not tomorrow. This is Radio Biafra. Before I go on to present the news headlines this morning and accompanying news summary, I must go to the very brave people I have around me. Are they all here? Yes. You will take the microphone to address our people. Oh, when this is known, some people do not go to sleep. Some people do not sleep. They are in the USA, they are in the Caribbean. For some of them, it is their midnight. For some of them, it is 2, 3 a.m. in the morning. Why is it then that we must not greet them? We must acknowledge them and accept very graciously their presence. And when our lines open, we expect them to be able to speak to us. Please, can somebody pick up the microphone and acknowledge Biafrans all over the world if they may? Go ahead.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night, fellow Biafrans. My name still remains Ogwaha Ike School, the state coordinator, Abia State, and from Owerri-Biri Olo in Imo State. Stay tuned for this morning worship. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Is there somebody going to church? It is not an ambulance, and it is not a police response. They are just putting it on to escort somebody to church, an idiot, to go to church. That is why everything here is upside down and in abundant mess. I keep asking, I will keep lamenting, the problem we have is not the white man. The problem we have is our brain. The brain of a black person from Africa is incapable of articulating and comprehending the problems around them and then devising a solution to deal with those problems. Somebody is going to church with police siren. To church. There is police. They cannot fix the road. They have an army. Obama had to send an army to Sierra Leone, or is it to Liberia, to come and curtail Ebola, to hem people in. They said there are some engineering work that needs to be done. The zoo, they have an army. They cannot do anything. It's extorting money on the road. Why is it that everything about black Africa is upside down? Why? Somebody's going to church and making noise, disturbing us. That is how daft people here are. Very, very sad indeed. Africa is a disgrace. Please go ahead, the next person, if you can.
We are welcoming you once again to today's worship. Thanking you for joining us. And we are obliging you to inform your friends, inform your wife, your girlfriends, your enemy, or your classmates. Let them tune into Radio Biafra. Today's broadcast is coming to you live from Abia State. The state where a governor converted a road to a forest. A road that was built by Mbakwe. You cannot even cross it. Palm tree can grow on that road. A tarred road with bitumen on it. And you can farm on it on that bitumen. So he's a hardworking governor for him to be able to convert a road into a forest. I still remember my humble self, Onwudiwe Chidebere. I'm from Eziago in Enugu State. By his grace, I am the humble servant of wonderful people of Biafra. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Hello, Biafrans. Good morning. Good afternoon, good evening, and good night to wherever you are. My name is Chidozie Chinwoke Wonzo, an indigenous of Ife Umuodihe. Umuodihe is in Isialangwa, LGA, in Abia State. I am presently here with Denande while we are having this our morning broadcast and our food for thought. I urge you all to come one and come all to listen to Radio Biafra, get educated, inform all your friends, your relatives, your well-wishers, your enemies, and all and sundry to come and listen to this morning worship. And I pray that Chukwu Abiama will grant you the best of understanding and reasoning. Thank you and God bless you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much.
Hello, my good people of Biafra. I greet you this morning. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night, just wherever you are. I am using this opportunity to urge you all this morning to come back and join us. Let us fight this battle and release ourselves from these people. instead of we hanging around the politicians, fighting ourselves, they are using our money to bribe us to fight ourselves. Let us come back home and stand as one Biafran. They are using our money to bribe us. I'd rather die standing than kneeling down alive. I want you all to come back home. I still remember my humble self, Mr. Lawrence Izuchukwu Hart. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Are we complete? Go ahead. Are we complete now? Go ahead, yes.
Good morning, the indigenous people of Biafra. Good morning from here, Biafra land. Good evening, good afternoon, and good night, wherever you are, all over the world. I want to encourage you to continue to listen to Radio Biafra. I want to congratulate you for being courageous enough to abandon whatever you are doing, your businesses, to dedicate this period to listen to the truth. I want to ask you to call invite your friends, invite your relatives, invite whoever is capable of reason to join you in listening to this gospel of truth. I remain Modestus Eberechukwu Oparaku, the secretary of the indigenous people of Biafra in Aba, and the native of Emekuku Owere, Biafra land. Happy listening.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night to all Biafrans wherever you are. My fellow Biafrans, my name is Eka Agulonginus Ihukumene. I'm from Otulu, Ahana, in Ahiazumbise local government of Imo State, Biafra land. Once again, it's a Sunday, and we thank Chukwu Abiyama for making it possible again today that we may reach you all wherever you are. We urge you to listen very attentively, get your pens and papers, and get prepared for this morning's message from Director himself. Thank you.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, we are welcoming you to our Sunday service. Sunday is not the day of worship. It's not the day that Chukwu Abiyama set aside for his worship. It is on a Saturday, not on a Sunday. Sunday is the beginning of the week. It is not the last day of the week, as commanded by the Most High God. It is not. Things are being turned upside down by children of darkness. They turned everything upside down. The closest you can get to the truth here in terms of observing the holy day that Chukwu Abiyama set aside is Sabbath church. Is that not correct? Church Abaya Asar. Seventh-day Adventist is the closest you can get. Worshipping Chukwu Abiyama on a Sunday is not what he ordered. It is wrong. Another word of God turned upside down the same way they turned upside down the first commandment. You will have no other God but me. Simple English. Read it in your local language. You will not worship anything else apart from me. It's a simple instruction. No wonder this place is decaying. Come out, you will. If you eat, you will vomit from the things you will see around you. Aba is a pile of rubble. Aba is just on. You have to see it to believe it. Come and see what is happening here. Evil upon evil. Say one satanic undertaking upon another satanic evil undertaking. Because you go to church on a Sunday. That is not what God said. You turned it upside down because a white man said so. This Yogi, a white man said so. When God said it is the last day that you will worship me on a Sunday, people go about disgracing themselves and with their ignorance, dancing about all over the place. And they think we are going to spare them. Do you know that this is Radio Biafra? We speak the truth regardless of the consequences. Here is a platform of truth. Ezioku. Which must be spoken. You can lie against us. Once we subject your lies to simple scrutiny, it crumbles. We bring light where there is darkness. That is why we are and must remain incorruptible. I say it to everybody. Can anybody come out and talk nonsense to about me? That I went to Nigerian government? I compromised the struggle? The answer is no. You can fabricate whatever rubbish you like in your useless brains. The work is ceaseless. I remain incorruptible, whiter than white and whiter than snow. There is nothing man can do about it. A black brain, perhaps a brain from Africa, is incapable of seeing that. I don't blame them. After all, you don't have electricity. No good roads. Do you know how to pump potable water to people's homes? The answer is no. Can you get yourself from Aba to Port Harcourt without spending one day on the road? The answer is no. Do you know how to repair a crumbling building? The answer is no. Then how can you understand that we are incorruptible? How then can you understand that we are whiter than white and whiter than snow when your brain cannot comprehend, cannot conceptualize, cannot begin to discern anything at all? That has to do with your survival as a people. This is Radio Biafra, not some useless platform where people talk rubbish. Here, it is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. They were lying. They thought I couldn't come home. How stupid are some people? This is maybe people who are mad. We are here. We are here. May the devil accept their soul. Because their soul will soon be going to Satan. That we assure them. People can sell information about me, who I am, my movement, to the highest bidder. That is the person's business. You will die disgracefully. I can assure you of that. That is one simple categorical assurance. You will perish disgracefully. This is Radio Biafra. Once again, the number to call when our lines open remains +234 or 0817381356 or +442081339976 0044208133 9976. This is Radio Biafra, the platform of truth. Here always, not concoction. Bannister house, not barrister's house. Brain is what you use to reason, not your heart. Some people are so foolish, it is unreal. Bannister house, not barrister's house. There's a difference. If you're struggling with understanding English language, you go back to evening class and go and learn. Don't compete with people who are learned. Some people are educated, others are not. I am educated. When I mean educated, I mean educated. I am not a monkey from the zoo, as most of you are, and will remain. We'll proceed to present our news headlines and accompanying summary. The inglorious, stark stupidity of Igbo people is once again at play. In Lagos, they have burnt their shops once again. If they ask them to leave and they cannot leave, they set their shops on fire. Aba yoko, Jesus receive our poor, ndiara, ndi beribe. Jesus upo. They will carry their hands on their heads, shouting, "Oh, if one more and one more in another person's land, they don't allow Yoruba." What do you expect? You come to your place. They call this bastard in this state Ochendo, an idiot of the worst kind. Him and Jonathan are from the same ilk. Aba is a dubbish tip, and people expect us. Oh, my dear Lord God, have mercy. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy. People call him a governor. Governor of a state. People who don't understand that you don't govern just for your own people. You even govern for those opposed to you. That is why you are a governor. You can't say I came to Aba and they threw pure water at me. Because of that, Aba should decay and die off. No! John Major, the former British Prime Minister Tony Blair, people throw rotten eggs at them. It doesn't, they don't even look that way. They continue their work. It is normal. If you're in public service, can't you see the bastards and idiots at Enugu? What does it matter? It doesn't matter what people say or do. It doesn't matter. You continue to do your work. It doesn't matter if they throw pure water at you. That is not the reason to allow Aba to decay. Because you are a governor. You swore to develop this place. To maintain a decent level of standard of living. At least for the people. Not to return Aba to the dark ages. Aba is in the dark ages. Dark ages. We must try and rectify it. And the only way to solve the problem is through Biafra. There is no other way to do it. Aba is in one almighty mess. People must lament. People must complain. We can't leave this thing to continue this way. Aba is in complete and utter mess. If we don't solve this problem, nobody's going to solve it for us. That is why everybody, regardless of where you are, you must prevail upon whoever, in fact, anyway, devote your time towards the coming of Biafra. Because that's the only thing that can eradicate this very problem. There should be no election next year. It's important. If you have election next year, Aba will remain this way. Forget about the empty promises. Oh, don't worry. Once I go in, I will sign a contract. And rubbish. These are liars, deceivers, and cheats. They won't do it. Igbo women crying in Lagos. They have burnt Lagos market victim. Lament their losses. We are still in lamentation. Wherever we are lamenting. If we are walking through the desert, we are lamenting. Anywhere we are lamenting. Why? Because we are Biafran people, and ostensibly Igbo, for that matter, as they call them. Igbo is the language of the people. We continue. The synagogue church, they call it a synagogue, but it was built with cement and sand. People insult Chukwu Abiyama in heaven. You build your places of worship with cement and with sand? No, not at all. Nyawarawa, not at all. When you want to build a house to God, you build it with stone. Or you use wood to build it. Nature. Not you go to one useless stream, you pick up sand. You go and buy cement imported from heaven knows where. And you mix it up. And you buy steel from God knows, maybe Brazil. You start to build a house of God. No, not at all. Only if it's a temporary one. A permanent structure to the worship and glorification of the name of the Most High, Chukwu Abiyama, must be built with stone. Here in Biafra land, no church will be allowed to operate unless you build your church with stone. Stone, we said. So that when you suffer and go and cut stone and build a house to God, you will go there and you will worship Him. Why do you think people go to Jerusalem? To the Temple of Solomon. Everybody wants that piece of territory. Why? It's built with stone. With stone, of course. What do we know? What do we know? BCOG, black people. Cobbing building collapsed through cement standardization as South African people begin to take the bodies of their people home. South Africa are now receiving the corpses of those shunned by the zoo authorities. Cobbing building collapse through cement standardization. People are so, this is the thing about black people. Their wickedness is so much that ordinary cement that people pay for it to build a house to live in. They even dilute the cement. The cement is so poor that buildings are collapsing. Shoddy workmanship through very dodgy contractors, engineers, cutting corners. People are dying. They call it cement standardization. Who is going to test it? Nobody. The same rubbish continues. The same nonsense continues, unabated. The genocidist Yakubu Gowon is recommending what happened in Biafra to happen to Boko Haram. Cut off their food supply. Where are you going to cut it off? They are fighting in a border territory. Niger is there, Chad is there, Cameroon is there. How are you going to do it? They think Boko Haram is daft. This man is a fool. He thinks that the same solution he used to work. The only reason why the blockade worked was because Britain wanted us to die. Not the zoo, I mean, no. This time around, Obama will not allow you to starve to death his own people. Islamic jihadists. President Obama will not allow you to. He killed Osama bin Laden people to buy people over, to think he's a very good man. You've seen it. Insurgents take over school, slaughter three, restrict movement in Hawul. They have taken over that very place. They're talking about all the territories that they're in. Can they grow food there? There is food, of course. There is food for them to eat. They have taken over Hawul. I said it before. Anytime the zoo army says, oh, we have recaptured a place with using hunters, something the army cannot do. Hunters went and did it. It's a lie. How come they're taking more places? More places are falling every blessed day. And let them continue. Somebody even posted a picture saying they are marching to Enugu. And I know they are coming to Enugu. They will Islamize you. Here. You want to steal our defense fund. Now and forever. Then you will know how serious we are. Not when it starts. They'll start saying, it is a brothers against brother. Go and tell these criminals not to tamper with our defense fund. Tell them not to tamper with it. No, else they are finished. In the ocean and the armor. If you cannot make money where you are, you go and join women at building site and be carrying cement up the ladder to go and pour decking somewhere or something. Go and make use of your life. Biafra is not a passport for hungry people to feed. It is not and can never be. Idiots looking for how to come back home. They said, we are volunteers for the army. Send us home. Nonsense I'm hearing from Malaysia. Rubbish. You sent idiots home with money contributed by Biafrans to buy weapons. What utter garbage is that? What nonsense is that? You people should go back and replace the money. Replace it. We want to buy weapons. Not send failed noodle cooks back from Malaysia. I better be Sundiara. Nonsense. Nobody told me about such rubbish. That is the essence of centralized command and control. What rubbish is that? There is no discipline. No discipline. I don't know what for. That is why you people are useless and the way you are today. All over the world, scattered. Nobody's capable of reasoning properly. Thinking, how do we get home? Everybody sees what we are doing as an opportunity to enrich himself or herself. Why is that? Do you think we are here to joke or to play? I'm a volunteer. Who told you are? Are you a soldier? Are you born a soldier? We are not trying to recruit soldiers we are going to train. We want those who are born soldiers. Born soldiers. The same way Uchemefo is born an engineer. Born soldiers. Not trained ones. Rubbish. Boko Haram is coming and idiots are busy planning to eat. Eat it now, you see what will happen to you. Ndiara, they think it's because we are docile. If it means we have to shed your blood to move on, that's exactly what we're going to do. If you don't want to respect yourself, nobody will respect you. If you disgrace yourself, you'll be disgraced. There is need to address Godfatherism in the zoo. That's what they always said. They come up with so much rubbish is untrue. So much nonsense. Failed rigging plot and 30,000 police units. Jega threatens southern commissioners. That is what is happening here. Rigging. Why have election then? How do you let the world know that this whole thing is a charade? How do you let them know that do you know there was a time when African referees were not even refereeing African matches? Do people know that? The only place in the world where people, ordinary football that people play, you cannot even referee football without bribery and corruption. People wonder why I preach this gospel the way I do. You will die off there. You think we are here to joke. You think because you're a criminal, everybody else is a criminal. You are demented. You are mad. You don't know me. I earned money to establish Radio Biafra. That none of you could have ever done in a billion years, if you're still alive on this earth, for a billion years. Because of Chukwa Biama, not the living. I've said it all the time. I don't love you people. You make me sick. You people are evil. I do what I do because of the dead. The memory of these children that starved to death. That's why I do it. I don't do it because of the living. I have no truck with the living. Because they are not worthy to be saved. It is for the grace of Chukwu Abiama, the word of God, the memory of those that died. That is where my obligation lies. My obligation to this very effort we are making is with the dead. They're useless people. Fickle-minded people. Fickle-minded. Not strong or resolute enough to say, this is what we want, let's go and get it. Before you build a city, you first of all build a sewage system. Sewage system can take you 15, 20 years to build. You do it, it is fundamental, it is important. I want iPhone 6. Do you know how many sleepless nights the scientists had putting it together? If we tell you, come, let's go to outer space, you say, oh, I don't want to go. But you have mobile phone. Without satellite in space, will you have mobile phone? The answer is no. Without satellite in space, will you be listening to radio? The answer is no. But if I say, let's go on a rocket and go there, you say, it's on a camera. But you want mobile phone. You want to make a phone call to call your brother in Nebraska, who is in Russia. That is the brain. That is the part of the brain of black people. I want to cut it out. Black people are daft. Daft beyond belief. The fact you are into 419 in Eswoshi, do you think Namdi Kanu is into that rubbish? Do you think so? If I was, I would have been begging my friends to make me a minister in this zoo. I have the connections to make it happen. They offered me senatorial seat in 2009. Ndiara, a Hausa person flew from Kano to come to London to offer me a senatorial seat so I can close down Radio Biafra. Go and ask those of them with me. They will tell you. I don't lie. They know that very well. I don't tell a lie. Once I am on this platform, I don't lie. If I am to ask you about it, this is his temple. Our man pleaded with me. Came down to London. This is a senatorial seat. Stop broadcasting Radio Biafra on shortwave. I told him to go to hell and sleep with his cattle. As they always do. We are not in the same league. I don't know how many of you know this before. The Hausa man is still listening. They are still listening. That was when Daily Trust published the news about Radio Biafra on shortwave. That if the zoo was okay, how come Radio Biafra is broadcasting from London? Go and Google it. 2009, Daily Trust newspaper, it is there. That was when the Hausa man came. He called me on the phone repeatedly. Sent me messages. Let's build Nigeria as one. That is why they know not to come to me again. Because they are mad. We are not in the same league. You must be mad. Out of your mind. I will show those people who are here today my savings account. My account. I'm going to see her now this morning before they leave. And I'm about Jama Mariano. I don't do things like that. Chukwu Abiama is God. He sees the hearts of you. Think because you lie to God, you deceive yourself, you steal, you bribe each other, you go to church and you're dancing and saying, come and do Thanksgiving. You think I'm into that rubbish? You are demented. You think everybody's like you? No, we are not. I had privileged education. In London, I never did early morning cleaning. I never did. Out of pride as to who I am. I never did. Never. Never. I went to school. I looked for a job. Simple. Enugu health workers begin indefinite strike. Only in that part of the world. In the health workers. They took a pledge when they were going into nursing and into medicine that their job is to save lives. People are dying. And people tell me, as you have respect for black people, you must be dreaming. You can turn the AC on. It may interfere with us, but you have to turn it on. Please go ahead. Turn. I think it's around there at the corner, isn't it? Turn it on. Lamentation has been the lot of traders. Now our news in greater detail, please. As we report that more than 20 shops, goods worth millions have been burnt in Lagos or Zokwa. Why is it only Igbo shops that are being burnt? Anywhere there are Yoruba people, nobody burns it down. Only Igbo shops, and they are still there. Lamentation has been the lot of traders at Aguda Market in Suleri, Lagos, whose shops were gutted by fire on Tuesday night. Over 20 shops and goods worth millions of naira were consumed in the inferno, which was sparked off by a faulty electrical wiring at about 10 p.m. on the fateful night. Recounting what happened that very night, the chief security officer of the market, who refused to give out his name, told the Sun newspaper that before the incident happened, there had been power outage. Around 9:45 p.m., power supply was restored. Not long after that, we began to perceive, you don't perceive a smell. It's wrong English. We began to perceive the smell of burning wire. We traced the smell to the source and tried our best to break into the shop, but we could not until the fire service came and put it off at about 1 a.m. But before then, shops burnt, goods damaged, no insurance, lives turned upside down, children not able to go to school anymore, house rent can no longer be paid. There is no power outage and electrical short circuiting in Yoruba shops. Only in Igbo shops. Short circuiting. My foot. Here we don't build a house with anything other than mortar, cement and sand. Cement and sand are not combustible materials. There is no way that it will be a fire anywhere in a house from a socket. It is impossible. A house built with breeze blocks and plastered over. It is scientifically impossible. So those that set office at the office of the set fire to our office at Enugu, they know what they were doing. There is no way, if you like, let us take candle, put candle at a socket. Leave the electricity on. Put candle there to be burning that socket. Watch and see what will happen. The house can never burn down. Never. People think we are daft. There is no way fire can start from a socket. It's impossible. If you like, bring candle, put it on a wall. A wall without wallpaper. Only paint. Then you will see. Mad people. They think we are daft. No, we are not. They will keep lamenting. One of the victims of the disaster, her name is Faith, said she had closed for the day that evening and gone home when she was called around 10 p.m. and informed that her shop had been gutted by fire alongside several others. Faith lamented that the fire consumed everything in her shop. Speaking with a trembling voice, she said, "I have a shop here. I don't even know what to say. They called me around 10 p.m. Who says that Aguda? Who is from Lagos here? Kendin on Aguda Market. Who's at Aguda Market? That's Igbo people. Only Igbo Market. Only Igbo Market. They burn it down. They will rebuild it now into brand new lockup shops. And Yorubas will take it. Or they will hike the rent. The South African government on Saturday began the repatriation of the bodies of its citizens killed in the synagogue church collapse of All Nations in Lagos. 81 South Africans were confirmed killed in a guest house owned by the Church of the Popular Evangelist Temitope Joshua. Yoruba is an evangelist. Anyway, let's continue. This disaster happened on September the 12th. The bodies were removed from Isolo General Hospital and Mainland Hospital Yaba in Lagos. The airlifting of their remains was scheduled for Saturday, being yesterday, but according to Lagos State Chief Forensic Pathologist Professor John Obafunwa, that is what I find amazing about these people. Where do Yorubas get all these titles? From the media. They read the English books and they copy all the forensic pathology. Oh Lord, I would murder. You name a forensic pathology. What is forensic? The building collapsed on the person. This is the thing. I don't know why. I can't understand anymore. I don't know. You only apply forensic pathology to determine the cause of death when the cause of death is not very apparent. That is the meaning of forensic pathology. For those who don't know English language. You don't apply forensic pathology when a house collapsed on a person because you know the cause of death. What is wrong with these people and English language? What is wrong with you people? Can't reason properly. Cannot reason properly. Oh my goodness me. At least South Africa is bringing back the bodies of their people killed. Can the zoo do that? Can the zoo called Nigeria repatriate the bodies of their people killed abroad? The answer is no. The high commissioner or ambassador will go there and say, okay, do with it as you please. And the white man will take the body and put in a formaldehyde somewhere in a lab and continue to carry out the experiment. Where is the body of the Liberian they claim died of Ebola disease in America? It is in a lab somewhere. They are cutting him up and experimenting on him to see how their virus will work on black people and not on white people. Anyway, somebody has to be a gardener, I suppose. So black people are here to serve and to be slaves. Somebody had to do the work now. It's not palatable, but somebody had to do it all the same. It's black people from Africa who are born to do this. As little kids, the same people that your great-great-great-grandfather served, today they are going to nightclub, you're looking after their parents because you're a care worker. Their children are in the club dancing. The same, your grandparents looked after the people you are now taking care of. Your grandparents took care of them. Did babysitting, did everything. They are now old. Even the grandchildren of those that took care of them when they were young are the ones now taking care of them in old age, providing geriatric care. Very, very sad. This part of the world is reeking with hopelessness and stupidity. Africa. There is a blanket of stupidity over black Africa. They can't reason properly. Nobody can. Forensic pathologist and they are building collapse on top of somebody. Where are all the micro? I want people to go and do a research. Go to the universities, you will see them. Micro, if you don't call him a professor of microbiology, he will call police for you. Professor. Ebola came here, they all disappeared. You couldn't see one professor of microbiology. Not one single one. But they will say, we are presenting a paper in Abuja on microbes and how to curb them. Rubbish. When Ebola came, where were you? Ebola is a microbe, is a tiny microscopic organism. Where were you? You are a professor of microbiology or a professor of virology. As Tam David West was. Where were they? Kebe Hano, professor, where were you? They all disappeared, waiting for the white man to find a cure for the disease that a white man created. Daft people. Cement is a major component in a building. It is binding agent and it is also used for blocks, pillars. We know all of that. I started to water block when I was very small. I said, I am me. Block. Do you know people that build with breeze blocks? They are lazy people. Only lazy people build their homes with block. Because it is easy. If you mix cement with sand, it hardens. Serious people, they built their houses with burnt bricks or with wood. You process it. It takes longer. In this COG, cut and nail. Let's mix it together. After 2 hours, it will dry. Always looking for the easy way out. Why don't we wait for the defense fund and take it and run away? After all, Mojiku did the same thing with Ojukwu. We can take the money and run away. Nobody will do anything. Ndiyoshi. It was in a bid to curb the spread of building collapse that the standard organization of the zoo, SON, embarked on certification and standardization of iron rods in the Nigerian market. Before now, were there any building collapse before 15 years ago? How many? Anyway, you people are very young. I was in Aba very many years ago. How many times up until 15 years ago did you hear about a building collapsing? The answer is zero. There was none. in the whole of Aba, the whole of Omuahia, there was no building collapse up until only 15 years ago. Only when it is being demolished. Then there was Niger Sem, Nkalagu Cement Factory. They closed it down. They decided to import cement from abroad. And people are telling me we are normal. You close down your cement factory in your village. You go outside and you're importing cement from Eastern Europe. Are you well at all? And you give it to Dangote. He'll be rebagging them, saying Dangote cement. Do they have a kiln? There's something called a rotary kiln. That's what you use to make cement. You crush limestones, you put it there. It's burning it and it's turning. It's called a rotary kiln. That's what it is. K-I-L-N. That is the oven you use to bake limestone into cement dust. Simple. Simple technology. We have limestone at Nkalagu. All that is needed is to open up Nkalagu cement factory. We have proper cement with which to build houses with. But the useless politicians will not do it. If you want to go and open Nkalagu cement factory, they will assassinate you. And they say, take it easy on Igbo people. How? Why should I? Why should I? Why is Nkalagu cement factory not working? When they were producing cement there, were buildings collapsing? They says no. So why don't you reopen it? What is stopping Nkalagu cement factory from reopening? Because of the wickedness of an Igbo man. Wickedness to the core. Evil wickedness. Look at Aba. Aba is this way, not because of a Hausa Yoruba man, because of an Igbo man. Theodorji. That is why Aba is in a mess. Theodorji. That's why he's in a mess. I didn't mention his name abroad because I want to be home when I mention his name. My instruction to the vanguard is very simple. Anywhere I fall, the governor, the family, the police community, everybody dies. Everybody should be wiped away. Cleaned out, completely cleaned out. As simple as that. That is what the only language these bastards understand. Aba is in a mess, not because of Onyawosa, Onyibo, Theodorji. Aba is in a state of permanent, perpetual decay. Here in Hemani, in America, in on Europe. You're in Asia. God knows what you are doing. People are foolish. Fooling themselves all over the place. Aba has crumbled, not crumbling, crumbled. And Ezuzu. Nzukondi, Wabakata Kandi, Iberi Bendibo. Let's Ibo unite. Check about Puno Kondiara. Iberi Bendibo. Let's unite. Unite with who? Unite in ignorance and stupidity. Izoshi Nebama. Izoshi. Look at Aba. The cement we can use to rebuild Aba is in our land here at Nkalagu. They don't want us to reopen it. You want us to live like savages from the Dark Ages. It's impossible. Impossible. They are talking about consternation. To the consternation of the regulatory body, and quite interestingly too, investigations have revealed that most structures that are giving way are those that are recently put up while old buildings erected over decades ago are still solidly standing. Is all this nonsense? East, west, north, and south, facing everywhere. All the old buildings, how come they have not collapsed or burnt down, as the case may be? Only new ones. Our people, in this Yojigan, you people should sell your brain and buy something meaningful with it. Because your brains are not working. Your brains are not working. When I was in university, I went to class and I went to a seminar. They asked me to present a paper. They were shocked. I told them that black people are stupid. My first presentation. Everybody was, black people, they wanted to die. Don't you know there are white students as well? Why are you saying this? I said, you people are daft. D-A-F-T. Useless to the core. Before our graduation, they came to me and said, you are right. I said, didn't I tell you before? It may take you time, but eventually you see how stupid you are. You should be looking at you in the face. Somebody, a main road, a third road, a proper highway. Somebody brought wheelbarrow with granite in it, parked in the middle of the road selling granite. And you're telling me we are okay, we are normal. You must be dreaming. You must be dreaming. Former senior military officers have asked Goodluck Jonathan to declare total war on Boko Haram. The retired senior officers, including a former head of state, General Yakubu Gowon, who spoke with Sunday Punch in separate interviews, stated that there was the need for the federal government to cut off food and fuel supplies to the insurgents to weaken their strength. How can you cut off food supply? So they'll bring food. They'll say, oh, this is for Boko Haram. This one is for innocent civilians. How? Let's say you cut off food supply to Yola. You want to kill the whole of Yola. You know, oh, God. He's a general. Because the British helped him to kill nearly 6 million people here. They think they can do the same nonsense everywhere else. No, I don't believe in the starvation of children. Even if they are likely to grow up tomorrow to become Boko Haram, the answer is no. You can't starve children in Boko Haram areas. No, 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 no. It's morally wrong. It's a wrong thing to do. But that is the war they're contemplating. Declare, what is war before? Total war and half total war. Following the ousting of Islamic sect Boko Haram from Mubi town in Adamawa State by Nigerian troops, the dreaded sect members are said to be assembling at a primary school in Majakwa, Hawul local government area of the trouble. They have taken Hawul anyway. It's an old news. They have taken it over. They have taken over Hawul. The funniest thing is that journalists know where they are. But yet, the Zoo Army does nothing. That tells you that Boko Haram are actually part of the Nigerian Army. Everybody who is an officer that served under Buhari and Babangida, they are now with Boko Haram. Go and check your facts and figures. You'll be amazed. Every battalion commander that served under Buhari and Babangida, they are now Boko Haram commanders. These are the ones fueling insurgency. And they're saying there is need to address godfatherism in Nigeria, which means if you don't want police to stop you on the road, you need to know somebody who is higher. If you want your daughter or your son to go to good school, you must know somebody. Everything, you must know somebody. And then when you die, they say you must know God. Always knowing somebody. Always knowing somebody. They called it godfatherism. That is it. Everything here is who you know. Are you connected? But in civilized parts of the world, it is, have you fallen foul of the law? What does the law say? The law is there to protect innocent people. Poor people. That's the essence of the law. But in the zoo, the law is there to protect those of them. I was speaking to a policeman yesterday on our way down here. Because we had to take a one way. We couldn't stand all the rubbish. We took a detour and was coming along the road on a one way. Of course, park, clear, do, hey, park. Go back. We said we're not going anywhere. I came down from the vehicle very politely. I walked to the man and explained to him that I have to go to about to broadcast at 8 o'clock. I told him. I never told him it was Radio Biafra. I said to him, but your name is Dike Itiago. He said, yeah. I said, and you're Igbo. He said, who told me? I said, because your name is Dike on your shirt or top or whatever it's called. And I said, can't you see how bad this place is? I don't want to spend 4 hours here. I need to get to Aba. I have to broadcast. Do you want to come and see my equipment? I offered to open my suitcase so you can see our broadcasting equipment. He said no. After all, Abia is worse than this place. Okwonibo. He said I shouldn't talk about Port Harcourt. I should talk about Abia. You are from Abia, aren't you? I said yes, I am. He said, talk about Abia, not here. Onibo. His name is DK. Isiawo. But of course, he said I should go and tell the whole world what has become of the state of our roads so that I can fix it. At least it was being reasonable. We had very lengthy conversation. He's a policeman in his uniform making his money by the roadside. Clear, park very well, clear and park. Would they collect all of that money? They give their cuts to the DPO who sent them. The DPO will send his own cut to the commissioner. The commissioner will take his own cut and pass to the IG or the AIG in the area. AIG will take his cut, pass to the IG. IG will take his cut and pass to Jonathan. So the money they collect from the road, that is why you cannot go and report any police officer for taking money on the roadside. No. Because this is the Oga that sent him now. Oga at the top. So what can you do? And the money goes all the way to the presidency. So they can't even enact laws to change all this nonsensical practice going on. They are planning to rig elections. Therefore, the elections will be meaningless. As I told them in 2009-2010, vote Peter Obi in, you regret. The same idiots that arrested the people that I said to go and distribute our magazine, The Testament at Enugu, sorry, at Awka, calling for no election. Radio Biafra called for no election in 2009. Uwazunike stopped funding Radio Biafra, of course, stopped supporting with the money contributed by other people to Radio Biafra because of that. Today, the same idiots, they went to Ojukwu's grave. Ojukwu, wherever you are, start pursuing Peter Obi. But I told you to pursue Peter Obi in 2009. Go to Radio Biafra Archives. 2000 MCU, don't vote for this man. He's a criminal. But then you couldn't see because you were blind. Anybody I tell you is a bad person, eventually, I watch you come back and say, oh, but director, but you're correct. I said, didn't I tell you before? If we condemn somebody, the person stays condemned. The same people today are asking Ojukwu intervene. Look for Peter Obi. Ojukwu is dead. It is called sorcery. I don't believe in sorcery. Consulting the memory of the dead is sorcery. And Chukwuebem is against it. It's called sorcery. Leave Ojukwu alone. He has fought his own battle. Go and fight yours. Go and cure the disease in your brain of ignorance. We told you so. Okorocha is an Islamic caliphate man. Brought NTA, Awasa service, call to prayer, Islamic Imam Uchechukwu Mustafa in our land, the land of the children of the sun. The land that Chukwu Biama gave to our ancestors to inhabit. The land of the risen sun, no longer rising sun. Risen sun. Our people are daft. I don't give a damn. You change from where you are. You become angry so much, you do something about Abba. Abba is in a mess. People are saying, Ochendo. Who is the idiot? People are suffering and they are dying and you can't see it. A white person is better than a black person because a white person cannot tolerate rubbish. They don't take nonsense. If something is bad, they say it's bad. Abba is impassable. You are saying your gender is doing well. You can see refuse everywhere. Roads have decayed. Nothing is working. You are saying your gender is doing well. That means you are evil. Theodology is a wretched soul. Wretched soul. We dare them to try. They will be cleaned out within a day. Cleaned out completely. Hamano Wendy wouldn't listen, maybe. They will understand that I am not a Wazirike. We are not like them. I can never be. Anything you want, we give you. Ndiara and Yoshi. You go to political office to go and steal money because you are so poor. Harry Truman left the office as the president of the USA. He went to the father's in-law's house. They gave him a room to be staying there. Yenawunye, the president of the United States of America with the wife, went back to the wife's house where the wife used to stay and go to school as a child, was the bed they were sleeping in. Harry Truman, go and check your history. Because I am a student of contemporary history, I know what I'm talking about. Ask any American historian, they will tell you. The British Prime Minister after Harold Wilson, the butcher of Biafrans, is Edward Heath. Edward Heath was defeated by Margaret Thatcher and left down the street. He had nowhere to go. Edward Heath went to the house of his secretary. Former British Prime Minister Edward Heath left the office of the Prime Minister of Great Britain, number 10 Downing Street, and went to the flat of the secretary to go and sleep because he had no house. This Yoji, black people from Africa. Black, this Yoji. They think that having a big car, a big house, denotes your status. No, you are vacuous, you are empty. The content of your character is what depicts you as a man. The love you have for your people is what makes you a human being. Not how many aeroplanes you have, No, not at all. I said to people, I'm not in competition with anybody because I know who I am. And you can never be me. I can't be you because some are very useless. I can never be that useless. I am Leonard. I thank Chukwuebiamah for that because of his mercy and his kindness towards us all, genuine Biafrans. When I say me, I mean genuine Biafrans everywhere, including those who are here. Unless my mojo agabane kwa ni sechihana kweli akweli. Mahindibo. This is Radio Biafra. Our lines now stand open. I will go to them. If they have anything to say it. This is Radio Biafra. We speak the truth here. The truth is there. You cannot hide it. It's like the sun. You can't hide it. People in Britain don't know that the sun comes out every blessed day. It's a very grubby place. It rains all the time. It's only when you take a flight and you climb over the clouds that you would then see that indeed, that very place, there is sunlight above. This is Radio Biafra. Let's go and take this call before we come to you people. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, turn your system down. Can you hear me? How can somebody call Radio Biafra and not be paying attention? I don't hear why in a group here. I don't understand these people. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Good morning, director.
You can't call Radio Biafra and you're discussing your breakfast or lunch or dinner. The world is listening. Please, who has something to say here? They must say it. I don't like people who are not serious calling Radio Biafra. Hold on. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I have a caller on Skype, can you hear me? Hello? Please go ahead.
Reacting to today's news broadcast, I was once in Lagos, that was 2003 and thereabouts, when they burnt Yaba, and my brother's goose was affected too. What they normally do is that when they are tired of, when they are not getting much money from the Igbos there, they will go at night and burn the market. The next time they will reclaim the land and sell it at a higher price to the Igbos too. And we that normally stayed in Lagos, they think that Lagos is better than other places. They will still go back and some will borrow money to still buy the shops at higher rate. Then back to Gowon. Gowon said he's the general. Maybe he's the general, but he is a food general. Because all he knows and all his plan is about food. So I'll call him a food general. I'm thanking to you, the original thing I thank him is that he is the only one I know that can be able to convert a tired road into a forest. And saying kudos to him. That's what I dropped.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Let's try and see if people can make any sense. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Director. Oh, good morning, are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. In Akwoka, Ebin in Akwoka, Ebang. Call Jibok in Akwoka.
I am in a very good atmosphere here, Director.
And where are you calling from?
Director, I'm calling from the heart of Zulu. My name is Akwoka in Ujo. I have from Ben, the local government.
No wonder you sound as if you are close to Lucifer. The line is not clear. You will call us back, please. You will call us back. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, director. Good morning. Confirm that you can hear me.
I can hear you very well. Go ahead.
Director, this is Agunobi from Sweden.
You're welcome.
Good morning, all Biafran that is listening this morning. I want to chip in about this morning broadcast because I just want to tell you what you are seeing in Aba is the genesis of the problem. When you get to the Maokai, maybe though by the special grace of Chukwuebiamah upon you, you will survive it. You know, those people living or that have left the Biafra land for a long time, they don't know what people are going through. They need to come down and see by themselves. So that we know that we are in an almighty mess. that this is time that we have to stand up and chase away all these corrupt old men and women that is putting us in this mud. This is time to Biafra land, every youth, every Biafran all over the world to say something, to come out and act, not to speak, not lamenting, babbling, gossiping. This is time to wipe anybody, find one thing, dragging Biafran name to a mud, because he can no longer take all this nonsense anymore. Director, I want to announce our zonal meeting today here in Sweden, Malmo. Anybody that lives here in Sweden, all the Biafrans, Igbo, Ibanke, Isekli, Ijo, please join us this evening by 4 p.m. Swedish time in Malmo, so that we can come together under a bridge and talk about our country, our beautiful country, Biafra, how we will achieve it together, because this country does not belong to Agunode alone or those Biafra that is doing it now. It belongs to all of us. It's for our betterment of our generation. Your children will ask you questions. What have you done if you didn't come out now and do something? And you have really 1 million opportunity now to come out and do something and participate in this big global movement. Please, I'm asking you to come out and do something and join us this evening. And I also want to thank all the Biafrans here in Sweden. This is now, I know, for most of you who are speaking the truth, who are the men fearless before their enemy, who speak without fear or favor. This is now, I know that we still have diehard Biafra here in Sweden. I am very proud of all of you for your contribution, for your ideas, for the way forward, because Sweden will not lag behind. We will not allow Sweden to lag behind, because they have been in top form from the day one. So anybody trying to pull us down, you are just a dead man walking, because
they have taken the light. It will take us some time to come back. Hold on a second. It will take us a while to reconnect with humanity. They have taken, not too far from here is the oil well that we have at Okwa. If, and Okwa is Ngwaland, is that correct? Okwa is Ngwaland, isn't it? Okwa is Ngwaland. There is oil there, but here we don't have any light. We've come back. Agunobi, please continue. We are back. We are back. Go ahead.
Speaking last, Director, I want to tell you that we are, Biafrans in Sweden are like newborn baby. We are building it from scratch. And I'm also asking for this privilege to allow all the Biafrans in Sweden to be able to, Mr. Benjamin Okeke from Gothenburg, who has already admitted that he's going to take the oath, and other zonal coordinator and other officers occupying any post in this Biafra Restoration Movement here in Sweden. So I am begging that every Biafran here in Sweden, you have to call in Radio Biafra to lay your view. Speak without fear or favor, because if everything goes wrong and you keep quiet, Tukwa Biama will not forgive you. That is the worst sin you will ever commit. Please don't allow or fear to let you say lie where you're supposed to speak the truth. That is what I will say this morning. And I want to thank everybody there with you in the studio. All die hard Biafra. I am saying that Tukwu Abiyama will continue to energize every one of you. That no weapon fashion against any of you shall prosper. We are going to enjoy our Biafra land together and sing the love song in our land, not in a foreign land. Director, keep on keeping on. May Tukwu Abiyama bless you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, my director. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Nigeria. I mean, good morning, dear friends all over the world. Director, I'm very happy to reach you this morning. I've been trying to call on you in the last 3 days.
Yes,
hello, director. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Please go ahead. I can hear you. Go ahead.
Director, I want to talk briefly about the news presented this morning and also to ask you for one little favor. It might be a very big one, but if you consider it, Director, if you consider this favor worthy, you may want to give it a thought. You see, what happened in Lagos is something that has been happening. People don't listen, they don't reason, they don't understand anything. It happened in Abuja. There is a place they call Gwagwa Idukarimo, up to Chika. What the Igbos built there, Director, is amazing. But when time came, Erufai demolished everywhere. He demolished everywhere. And he chased the Igbos away. But do you know now, this same place, like the last speaker said, they are already reselling that same place. They said it's industrial area. They are going to build industries here and there. The indigenous that claim to own that place is also reselling those areas now to send Igbo people who are the original owner of the place.
Hold on a second. So when I say that Igbos are foolish, people can now understand why what I'm talking about. There is a brother of ours who rang me yesterday. He went to the same school I went to here in about many, many years ago. He went to Cameroon Road End Primary School. Then Dikogan changed Cameroon Road End Primary School. He said he lost 21 houses. That area you're talking about, he lost 21 houses there. 21 demolished houses there. They have not still compensated him up until now. Please go ahead.
Director, they are not compensating anybody. All they do is to go back and say, okay, we are now reselling the place. Some Igbo people will go back and buy the place again. And in due time, they'll chase them out again. You see? It has been happening. People refuse to learn. My only happiness, Director, is the way you try to knock sense into our people. It gives me joy. When I listen to you speak, it makes me very happy for me.
Hello,
Director.
Thank you very much, brother. Yes, I'm here.
One favor I want to ask you, Director. My people, I have a very serious problem with my people in my area. I didn't tell you my name. My name is Chukwu Emeka Nneji. As I speak to you, I'm in the zoo capital. That damnable place, zoo capital. Director, before now, I used to call you on Skype, if you remember me, but now in Nigeria, I decided to call with my line, and I've been calling the last 3 days.
Yes.
Obala Junction, that is his midway between Aba and Owerri.
Yes, I know Obala Junction, I know it very well.
Yes, Director, please, you need to visit my village. My people there, I don't know, all they do is to run about all these hungry politicians, and they give them 1 naira, or everybody will be jumping up. That is what my people do. They need to be told what is happening, my Director. They need to understand the situation we are in. All they do, even on Facebook, you hear them speak about, this week, let us congregate to this place and see how we can vote for Emeka Nnaji. Let's congregate this place and see how we can vote for Soronade. Let's vote for this place and see how we can vote for Ohakim or whoever they want to vote. I don't know. I don't even take single interest in their politics. That is what my people do, and you see them running around all over the place. At the end of them, they give them 1 naira, 2 naira. You see, some of them, sometimes the last time, last four years, they did an election. There is this very politician that used my people. He used them as a talk. I'm trying to remember his name. He's one of our top politicians in that place. Do you know what he did? After using these people as talks, when the election was over, he now came back and took police and was arresting these some boys who were doing their illegal dealings, who were doing dirty business for him. All those boys who were flashing ballot buses, who were carrying guns, he gave them to do bully people for him. He brought police and arrested them. Some of them, well, a few of them, up to now we don't know about them. And some of them, we believe they were killed. Some of them who knew what was happening, who had foresight, ran away. I'm telling you. So, Director, if you consider this place, if you consider it worthy, please, I'd like you to visit my place. There are some of us who are very active, who knows what is happening, who we like to join the struggle. Hello, Director, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Please go ahead. If I can't, I will let you know. Go ahead.
There are some of our people who may want to join, who are active in Biafran struggle during the time of this criminal that joined politics, Wazirika also. You know, some of my people, we are actually among those killed by myself also. There are some people who are these hardcore Biafrans in my area, and they need to know that there is a credible leader on ground now who is leading us to the promised land. You know, the problem we had in that place is who leads. My people are always willing, but who leads, who stays in the forefront, that is their problem. So now that the director, you are here now as a leader and you are leading us without fear, you are leading us without looking at anyone's face, I'd like you to visit my place. Do you know what happened, Director? The last 2 days, they are presenting, there was a news that came in the area, the outer Fulani people, they killed and erased one of our mothers.
Yes.
That place. What's the name of that area again?
Irete.
Irete, Director, thank you. Do you know such thing happened in my place sometime? This one is that these cattle herders, they were carrying their cows. They walked into a particular place in my village, and two of my village boys, they actually went to confront the outer Fulani Boko Haram boys there, and they said they want to go and collect matching grant from them. Do you know what happened, Director?
No.
The outer Fulani Boko Haram, they turned one of them into a cow. The other one ran away, and they reared his boy away with their cows. Up to today, I'm telling you. Nobody did anything. I commend the people for what they did. The youth, they are very strong people. I was very happy when I had the action they took. Even though nothing reasonable was done, but at least they did something. They mass roadblock, there was a storm of riot. But in our case, in my village, nobody did anything. The news came, what they did was run to the police. They said, police, hey, see what happened. This guy has been turned into a cow, and they reared in a way, go, and he ended there in the Opala police station. Checking now, he didn't go 10 yards away from that station.
Very sad. Very, very
so,
sad.
Director, I'm begging you, please, if you visit my place. You need to tell my people that they need to wake up from their slumber. Each time I listen to them speak, sometimes in Facebook, I get amazed. Even when I try to talk to some of them, they only tell me to be careful with my head, or they will kill me. I told them I'm already a dead man. I don't care. Director, having said that, this is my line. Anytime we are going to camp, Director, somebody should call me on this line and we'll be in camp. I want to be in the forefront. I don't care. I'm already a dead man. I've told them. I even told my father, I said, look, man, see what I'm doing. He said he himself fought the Biafran war. That if he's not going to send me, if I decide to fight, I should go and fight. But he himself, he fought and came back. That he knows that if I go to war, I will also come back. So, Director, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of anybody at all.
Thank
Please,
you
that's
much.
What I want to say. God bless you, Director.
And God
Please.
Bless you, too. Thank you very, very much, there, my dear brother. What you're saying makes a lot of sense to me. And if this your village needs deliverance, we'll go and deliver them. Imagine a warrior, Diego Eba, including stupidity. This is Radio Biafra. Please go ahead.
Hello, good people of Biafra. My name still remains Chiedozie Chinwoke Wonzo. As I said earlier, I'm an indigenous of Ife Umuodi here in Isialangwa, Biafra land. I am the PRO of Biafra movement in Indonesia, the indigenous people of Biafra in Indonesia, in Jakarta, Indonesia. I'm presently in Biafra land as a result of the death of my senior brother, which occurred last month. So I want to urge my people in Jakarta, Indonesia, not to relent in their efforts in this struggle, as we are having our meeting at this moment at Kopi's place, in our usual place of meeting in Ruko Batavia in Kalapa Garden. I urge you all to try as much as you can to ensure that you go to that meeting, because our coordinator is there waiting for you, Mr. Isaac Eze, who has been doing marvelously well in the struggle of the Biafrans movement in Indonesia. I also want to inform our people that we are not having anything good coming out of this contraption called Nigeria. We are dying here, and all we need is Biafra, because all that can deliver us is Biafra. Because in my place where I come from, I cry all the time when I see the condition of the place, and it's quite appalling that nobody cares. They only want you to die and perish in poverty and in bad road and in bad condition of life. You can imagine where nobody is ready to look after the old people here in our place, while we are abroad looking after others' old people. We text our time to bath them, we look after them, feed them, but nobody does that to our own old people here. So it's something we have to think about, it because we need to do something to restore our own kingdom, the kingdom of God on earth. So we need to do everything at our possible reach to ensure that Biafra comes in our lifetime. I also want to tell our people to stop coming to this radio to cry on the radio. I don't like it, because it's very, very sad that people whom we think are us is no more us. So everybody working for the restoration of this kingdom of God on earth should be at least behave yourself, so that we, when we get Biafra, we will be able to rejoice and give all glory to Chukwu Abiama. God bless you all as you listen in good faith. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Before I go any further, I have somebody on the coordinator's line. He will introduce himself and where he's calling us from. The caller on the coordinator's line, your name and where you are, please.
Good morning, Director.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is Festus Anekwe. I'm calling from London.
From London, that is our coordinator for the Greater London area. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much, Director. I greet every one of you, all the people that are surrounded our director there. I say more grace to your elbow. There is no better job you guys can do other than to surround our director and surround this school and meet it without anything attached. What we need is Biafra and nothing more.
First, Anekwe, stay where you are. Stay where you are, because you are feeding via only one channel. You are feeding via only one channel. We want to correct that. We want to correct it, because when you feed through only one channel, things are no longer the same. You are back with us now. Please continue. Continue.
Okay. Thank you very much, Director.
Better.
So what I'm trying to say is that the longer we stay in Nigeria, the worse. The more criminalized our people will become, the more death, the more evil will befall us. Everybody has to know this. So we need to work hard. We need to put everything aside. We need to think about our freedom and fight for it. God in heaven wants us to be out of that country, because God didn't put all these resources in our land. All these different... One German man said we have about 450 mineral resources in Nigeria, which is in Biafra land. But our people are dying like people that have nothing.
Apart
our
from
people
Congo,
are being criminalized on daily basis.
Apart from Congo, Biafra land is the highest place on this earth where you have natural mineral resources. Only Congo is richer than us in terms of natural resources. Please go ahead.
Exactly. So why should we be in this situation? Why can't we reason and understand this? God is no longer happy for putting us in that type of place and we are scavenging all over the world, dying, begging to suffer, being made rubbish everywhere in the world. Everywhere in the world, our people are dying on a daily basis, and nobody cares. Nobody talks about it. This is why we should focus on this freedom, to get our people free from all over the world, wherever they are. Millions of our people are in prison everywhere in the world. In the United Kingdom, they are full of them, and nobody cares. Some of them have died, and nobody knows. So why can't we leave everything aside and focus on getting our freedom? After that, we can go into other things and begin to talk about it. But right now, what we need now is to come out with all our heart, with all our mind, without anything attached. Don't think of profit you're going to make or what you're going to gain. Think of getting this thing first. Otherwise, you cannot do anything. If you have what you're going to gain in your mind first, you will become a saboteur already. So, and this is an opportunity. Now that our director is in Biafra land, I call on all Biafrans in diaspora to take this opportunity now to do more things, because this is the opportunity that we have to do things. Combined with now that the broadcast is coming from Biafra land, we're going to make a very big impact. This is a very good opportunity now, before the director leaves Biafra land. So we have to think fast, we have to work fast, we have to, you know, think and know what to do right now, so that things will move forward, so that our people back home will be gingered. And I beg director to please extend your stay in Biafra land, to so many places in Biafra land, and preach this gospel there. Because this is a very good opportunity for this thing to happen. Before you leave, it might take time again to go back. No, so I call all Biafras in the United Kingdom.
It won't take
in London,
time for me to go back at all. Please, Festus, what I want to say is that it won't take time. The only reason why I will leave this place is to go to Japan, to go to China, to know what in the name of Chukwu Abiyama is going on in that very place, to go to Hong Kong, to go to Kuwait. And of course, they say they want to see me in Qatar, and I'll be there as well. That is the only reason why. To raise funds for our army. That's the only reason why I leave this place. Nothing more, nothing less. I had to cancel my trip to Japan so that I can come home. I can come home here to preach this very gospel, to assemble this same army and tell humanity that we are ready. The only thing we are lacking is weapons, but those weapons are coming. Believe you me, they are. We are doing things, we are making them to happen. Please go ahead.
So I want to call on Biafrans in London. Very sorry for what happened. We scheduled our meeting and it didn't go ahead. Everything is still in place. Everything will be put in place. Everything will still go on as where it used to be. But what I'm begging all of us is to commit ourselves the more. Prepare ourselves the more. Because now the struggle have started. Mainly, this is now. The struggle has commenced very, very seriously, if you can understand it. For our station to be in Biafra land, broadcasting from city to city, this is the main thing. And that's so that our people will be working on back home. Because when our people are being gingered back home, the job is done. It's now for us in diaspora to start making all the funds available for things to happen. So I encourage each and every one of us. In time, we'll know when our meeting is going to hold and how it's going to happen. And everything will take place and take shape the way it should be. Thank you very much. May God bless all Biafrans all over the world. May God keep us. May God empower us. Give us all the wisdom to carry this thing on until we get our final destination. Thank you, and God bless everyone.
You say, well spoken. That was our London coordinator. Hardworking, I must say. Hardworking coordinator. And God will bless him. Hardworking. Because Isaac Eze wrote, one of the few people I have regard for. Oh, but then work all better than missing he can. in, that is our overall coordinator in Indonesia, overall coordinator in Indonesia. He said here, my commander, the guy speaking now is correct. Those who will fall out are those who are thinking of what to get or what to get when Biafra comes. But if you don't think of gaining anything, you will walk with your heart no matter what. Thank you very much, Isaac Eze. That is correct. Why do you think Masop has crumbled? Oh, you'll be commissioner for health. Oh, when you're not quite on the market before. Oh, you'll be commissioner for information. He has never seen a laptop in his life. No computer, cannot send an ordinary text message. He'll be commissioner for information. He will go to everywhere he goes to. He will promise somebody you'll be commissioner. You'll be made commissioner for this. You'll be made commissioner for that. You'll be made this. All this nonsense is not what we, I myself will not serve in any official capacity when Biafra comes. I will not do it. I'm doing what I'm doing because Chukwu Abiyama asked me to do it. I don't love you well enough to serve you in any official capacity. I hate hypocrites in my life. Hypocrites who cannot maintain any consistency in any of their undertakings. I can't stand such people. I'm doing what I'm doing because Chukwu Abiyama asked me to do it. That I'm, if not, I will not do it. Nobody will kill me if I don't. I will be abroad and I will live my life very peacefully. If I die, if I choose, I'll be buried in England. If I choose, I'll ask to be brought home. As simple as that. Not dealing with people who, every blessed day, their capacity to tell you or to let you understand that they are not worthy is there, stark in the face. But I remember Odenigbo. I remember Professor Odenigbo. And because there are sometimes, you will say, if not for this person, there are some people that when you remember them, you say, if not for these people. This is Radio Biafra. People are calling us everywhere. Let us go to the line. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Yes, director. Is it me?
Yes, I'm talking to you, my dear sister. Oh. Your name, you are going to ask your name. Please go ahead and tell us what you would like to tell us. Or you introduce yourself if you want to.
Yes, I'm Anguleka Ezu. I want to thank God for you and what you are doing for us. And for all those people who devoted themselves for the service of our land. I say may God bless all.
You say?
Today is Sunday, sowing of seed. Please, my fellow dear friends, let us sow seed in our land. Not sowing seed by Yoruba pastor. Today again, to sow seed. Let us sow seed in our land. The seed we can be able to reap. If we sow it in Yoruba land, we can go there to reap it. Let us sow the seed in our land so that when it germinates, it bear fruit, we can pluck it. So I'm urging everybody, director is working tirelessly day and night to make sure that we come to the actualization, to come back to our land again. Please, I'm urging my fellow Biafrans, please, let all hands be on deck. Let us forget everything because the Yoruba pastor will promise you that prosperity. But what director is preaching is the best. He is preaching what will help us. So let all of us commit ourselves, not what you gain. What you gain is coming. Seek first the kingdom of heaven and any other things will be added unto it. That is what we are seeking now. And everything God will give to us when the Biafra comes. And director, you will notice that, I think 2 days ago, if you have not paid your defense fund, if you have not contributed, please don't call. And that day you said it, you notice that, many people did not call. Because, so please, if we can maintain it, if you have not paid, if you have not contributed, please stay and hear. Don't call. We don't need thanks. We need our money. We don't build with sand or chalk. We build with money. Everything now is money. please, let us contribute and build our land as soon as possible so that what director is doing will bear fruit and all of us will reap it. Thank you and God bless you.
Thank you very much, my dear sister, and God bless you too. God bless you. God bless you in more ways than one. And we'll bless you as you continue to bless us also. This is Radio Biafra, your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Hello.
Yes, please. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, I can hear you clearly.
Then go ahead and say what you have to say. We are waiting.
My name is Boni.
Sorry, your name is what?
My name is Onyeze. I'm calling from London.
Onyeze. Please go ahead.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes. I have a few questions I want to confirm from you, Director.
Go ahead.
Thank you very much for your work.
And where are you from in Biafra land? Where do you come from? Where do you come from? Kebi Sepota?
I'm from Omuahia.
Oh, Omuahia as well. That's very good. Do you know I'm from Omuahia?
Yes. Pardon?
Do you know I am from Ibeku? Because that's nothing like Omuahia. I'm from Ibeku. Are you aware of that?
Yes, I'm from the Ohoho.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yes.
Go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
Yes. I want to know what is the procedure to join the army.
The procedure to join the army is very simple. You report to your coordinator, make your intention known. You will be listed down, but your recruitment and your interview will not be conducted by the coordinator. It will be conducted by somebody designated at that material point in time to carry out that very work. If you are in London, you will attend the London meeting to start with. You'll be a member of this very family. You will join us. And then from there, you indicate your willingness to serve your country to your national coordinator. Or to your zonal coordinator, as the case may be, depending on where you are. Yes.
All right. Okay. Okay. Thank you very much. And another thing I want to ask is just, if this army is set up, where is the barracks going to be? Do we have a plan for that?
Yes, we do. We went to one 2 days ago. So we have it scattered all over. We are not going to have only one barracks. Everywhere in Biafra land will be turned into a... Everywhere, we say. In each locality, each province, each former province of Biafra land, there will be an army there. We are not going to put all our eggs in the basket.
Yes, and another thing, because I was listening to you talking about the arms. This arm, since the zoos, they are in control of... both the Biafra land, and which we need to destroy them. How are we going to import these arms? Because we're going to pass through the port of the zoo.
If you volunteer as a soldier, you will be given the necessary equipment to defend your land against the upcoming Islamic territorial grab and overthrow of our way of life. Everything you need, you will get. You don't need to know where the guns come from, but they will be given to you, or how they come in. Do you know we are Biafrans, you see? There is nothing we cannot do. That is something that people don't understand. I said before, and I repeat, that 70% of the materials we need will be manufactured locally. Simple. We know what we are doing. If you come as an army, we will give you guns and weapons. You will go and fight. Anything you need, we will give you. It will not be like 67-70 when men went with carved wood. No, nothing like that will happen this time around. We'll give you weapons to go to battle with, and we'll win. Don't worry about that. Everything is in perfect control.
Okay, I can understand what you're saying based on 70%. Because what I'm thinking, I'll be ready, willing, and able to join the army. However, you know, I will suggest to you, Director, more scientific war. So, if we're going to develop our own weapon, I think we should buy instead of developing, because it's more scientific now. they might be shooting us from the air, and we can't develop, you know, we need to invest and go outside the zoos and find people that will support us so that we will crush the zoos. We need to crush them because the intimidation is too much.
It is. I accept what you're saying to an extent. We will procure from outside, but we also need to be self-reliant as well in some quarters, because we expect Britain to go silently to try and stop us once again. We expect all the forces of darkness to converge to stop the emergence of light. But this time around, we are prepared. Either we get Biafra or we all die here. Very simple. There is no two ways about it. We get Biafra or everything here.
Director, we must get Biafra. We must get Biafra. Biafra belongs to us. We must. That is why I want everybody to put their hands together in this.
And they
no
will.
Problem.
And they will. Thank you very much. Thank you. And they will put their hands together. Does anybody here have something to say, please? Go ahead. Turn it on. It's off, I think.
Hello, my fellow Biafrans. Good morning, Director. Good morning, Biafrans all over the world. I'm glad to witness what is happening here today. I don't need a prophet to tell me that what we are doing is real. Thank God I have come by myself to witness what is happening. So all I have to tell all Biafrans all over the world is let everybody, whatever you know you can do to make sure we get this Biafran, do it. If it's to contribute, you contribute. There's something you can do, I myself cannot do it. Any area you know you can help or you can do something better, please do it. What we are doing is real. I am now convinced. Thank you, all Biafrans all over the world. I'm sorry not to tell you my name initially. My name is Paul Amarachukwu. I hail from Imo State. Olo. Thank you.
And we're going to that Olo to preach this very gospel. This is the gospel of truth. We speak it without fear or favor. We don't give a toss who you are. If you do something that is worthy of praise, as I will always praise Simon Bakwe till the day I die. If you have done something worthy of emulation, the way we will always uplift the name of Dr. Michael Opara, the name of Akanu Ibiam, the name of His Excellency Dim Chukwemeka Odumegwujukwu for standing up and defending his people. If you have done any of those things, we will remember you, we will honor you. But if you're a criminal, just keep running. Keep running and never stop, because we will keep coming after you. We don't relent. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, my commander in chief.
You're kind, thank you. Confirm your name, I know who you are.
Yes.
Your name, please, and where you're calling us from.
Yes, my name is Bright Chimeze Ishunwan. I'm calling from Iguocha in Port Harcourt.
Yes.
Biafra land.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Due to unforeseen occurrences, I was unable to join you yesterday in Aba, Biafra land. But to thank God for everything. My Honorable Director, I want to use this opportunity to greet our Biafra brothers and sisters all over the world. I'm telling them that I've been able to partake in this humble blessing which Nnamdi Kanu is bringing about. Me, I'm an ulcer patient, but do you know throughout my stay with my director, we are not feeling well because of one meeting or the other and all that, all that. But you know, I didn't even have any problem and all that. My stomach remained calm, which if I don't even eat anything, it becomes a problem. This Radio Biafra you are seeing is not just a radio station. It's a religion. And whatever thing you hear from radio station, Biafra radio, is pure gospel. Biafra have come to stay. There is no two ways about it. My people, I'm telling you people, not to relent. Don't be afraid. We are being punished on daily basis. everybody is pointing their guns at us. Our army, our policemen, civil defense, and the road safety are well armed. Who are they facing? The public. Imagine giving a road safety man a gun. What will a road safety man be doing with a gun? So that when the boss carrying market people run away because they don't want to pay 100 naira or 200 naira, they will shoot him. They will shoot him dead. Our police should turn their guns to their gas. Likewise, the military. Something is really happening. We should not stay at home thinking that only Nnamdi will go and get us Biafra. I praise the man. I praise Nnamdi Kanu. Because it's not easy. This man does not sleep. I witnessed it. Even when I broke down, I'm just waking up now. Just because of a few days I stayed with him. But look at every day he broadcast. Because I can remember vividly the before yesterday.
That is the zoo for you now. This is terrible. This is absolutely terrible. We've lost him. Bright Jimmy is here. As I told him when I heard his name, I thought he was a prankster. He was playing pranks on me. I'm so glad. Where is this other black music coming? Is it the musician? But it's not. He is real. He's genuine. If we can reconnect him, we will reconnect him. But there was a loss somewhere. We have lost contact. Even on the main feed itself, we have lost contact on the main feed. It's not even going out. I just don't know. Something just happened and, you know, they just, that is what they do. They keep chasing us all the time, keep trying to stop our thing. I don't know why they keep trying to do this all the time. All these people that Jonathan are paying to stop us from doing our work, you are wasting your time. We have reconnected. I believe we have reconnected. If he comes back to us, we will take his call. These other ones never went up, but this one did. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? You've been waiting for a very long time. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Director. Good morning.
Good morning, please. Your name and where you are.
Yeah. This is Sonder Kabok from Achina, Befaland. I'm calling from Munich, Germany.
From Munich in Germany. Akabog, yeah. Please go ahead.
Director, I thank you very much for the work you are doing in Befaland right now. I thank you for the grassroots evangelization. Director, there's one information I want to. One of these Muslim prophets, and I watched his program, and some Nigerian youths, six in number, went to him. When they were introducing themselves, I found out that they are from, some are from Yoruba land and some are from Hausa. They introduced themselves, and the pastor started asking them some questions. He asked them, why is it there's none of you from the eastern part of the country? They told him that these people are Christians. He said, does it mean there's no Muslim in the east? They said that as far as they did nothing, the prophet told them that you have not done anything, which means you are not doing your work. Now they promised the pastor that they must put every machinery in place to see that they convert the east to be Muslims. And from what you said this morning about the Boko Haram coming down to Enugu, I think when you said this thing, I remember this very program I watched, because I've been saying, how can these people convert the Igbos? But I know our people, because of money, we so much love money, and once they give you money, you will fall. So I now want to tell you, or ask you, please, I think we need to do something. We need to do something to prevent these people. Even the cattle rearers coming down to east, we don't need them. We must they must go back. We don't rear cattle. If we need cattle, we know how to get our own cattle. Not them coming to rape and terrorize our people. Because it is a very shameful incident. As I, it's a very shameful incident to an Igbo man to hear all sorts of things. I know all these things, we don't hear them before. Why are they so common in our land today? Why are these outside people coming down to us and treating us this way and nobody talks? They give people, simply because they give people money and people keep quiet. They don't talk, they don't act. And you are being dehumanized. Pastor, I think something has to be done about all these things. We must do something. That's thank you.
Thank you very much. That is exactly what we are doing. This is Radio Biafra. I don't know if anybody else here has anything to say. In the absence of that, I'll proceed to closure. But if you have anything to say, then you must say it. Do we have somebody? Do you
want to say something? Go ahead. I'm still remembering my humble self. What would you wish to bury? There is an impression I want to make. The new account we are distributing, the account is attached. Somebody called me last time. He was saying that they told him that the account is a domiciliary account. The account is attached. It has domiciliary and it has the normal account on it, on the same one, so that it won't be discouraged when you get to the bank and they told you it's a domiciliary account. You will tell them that you want the Nigerian own so that you can pay in. All the people calling and asking how will we get the weapons or how will we buy it or deliver, just buy the weapon and send to us. Don't worry about the way we'll take it or where we'll use it for. And I'm using this opportunity to take all the Biafrans that...
I know a hero that is telling me. My auntie used to live there. This is a hero. We are going to do a tour this morning. This is Radio Biafra. We are in our bar from where we have brought you our live presentation. Who has something to say? Anybody else? In the absence of that, I'll proceed to closure. If you have something to say, you must say it, please. Or, I'm going to hit you during our evening broadcast. You can say it. We have another. Do we have 12 o'clock broadcast coming up? We have 2:30 program as well. So every admin listening, please listen very carefully. I want this thing trailed and advertised extensively. We have a town hall meeting in Avenue Road. I'm looking at now. It's actually a Avenue Road. Then also Abagokwe Bow. I'm telling you the truth. It is, from what I have seen so far, it is bad. But if this is a Avenue Road, then something is wrong. Something is not so wrong with us. You know that Satan is living here. That Lagos is no longer the heart of darkness, but I'm telling you the truth. If what I'm seeing is a hero, I want to go and see for myself. Right now, after this very broadcast, there will be a town hall meeting. The whole world should tune in. All Ungwa people, those with interest in Aba, Abreba people, Ndizuog, people who were here, who were in Stockfish, in textile, people in Aba that developed this very place, those of them that had interest here, you must tune in and listen of what has become of Aba. It's a very special program, an Aba expose. We are going to reveal to the whole world. As we are broadcasting, we are uploading pictures at the same time to let the world understand how bad this place is. This place is, awful. Very, very bad. Is this at 2:30? 3 o'clock today, we are in Aba. Live town hall meeting in Aba, that the world may hear our voice and Chukwu Abiama's name praised. This is Radio Biafra. We thank you for listening. We hope you join us again. 3 o'clock Biafra time, which is 2 p.m. in London. We will be live on the air and humanity will hear us. We thank you for listening, because this Biafra we've talked about this morning, as always, is our religion. Here on Radio Biafra is where we worship, because Chukwu Abiama is God. He will guide, bless, nurture, sustain, and keep each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, this same Chukwu Abiama will bless Biafra. Thank you very much for listening, and join us again 3 p.m. Biafra land time for our special town hall meeting here in Aba. From me here, it is good morning.
Vanquished our enemies, all hail me of love. Christ victor.